You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Every day, hundreds of unemployed New Yorkers take to the streets to make an honest living by collecting bottles and cans while the rest of us walk by trying to ignore them. Canning, as it is called, and its promise of 5 cents per can, is becoming a common profession for many residents of the city who can't find work. In their latest documentary, Emmy Award-winning filmmakers John Alpert and Matthew O'Neill examine how this growing group of entrepreneurs came to be and how they survive from day to day. They've called their documentary, which was recently nominated for an Academy Award, Redemption. And I'm very pleased that it brings to our show John Alpert, Matthew O'Neill, along with Susan, one of the canners in the film. Hi.
How are you?
John, how aware were you of the people who redeem recyclables before you got the idea to make a film about them?
Well, I saw them every once in a while, but I never saw them all the time. And now on every corner, there's at least one canner, sometimes two canners. In my neighborhood in Chinatown, all the buildings used to be full of factories. Those factories are gone, and many of the people have to can.
And you didn't shoot it all at once. You shot this over a fairly long time period?
Yeah, we shot it over the course of a year. Sheila Nevins from HBO actually was downstairs very early in the morning and saw somebody going through her garbage and said, gosh, who's that? And then there was somebody across the street doing the same thing. So who are they? And they're people like Susan.
Susan, are every can and bottle worth just 5 cents?
Yes, but if you get enough of them, you're talking about a significant amount of money for the people who don't have any income.
Well, it's 400 cans to make $20. That's a lot of cans. If you got to buy garbage bags, you got to take that out as a business expense as well. And one of the characters in the film, Walter, calculates how many cans it would take to buy a house. What did he say? How many million?
It's in the hundreds of millions of cans. Mm-hmm.
So how many do you hope to collect in a typical day to just get by?
It varies, but I can usually get enough to redeem for $25.
And $25 is the amount you aim for?
I try. I like more, and on some days I do get more depending on where I go for the cans.
Matt, how did you decide which people to follow?
It took a long time, actually, to make friends on the street. It wasn't something that happened immediately because so many of the people who are collecting bottles and cans are marginalized. They haven't been treated well. You know, you said people walk by trying to ignore them. It's the invisible workforce of our city. And so if you first go up and introduce yourself, people aren't necessarily interested in talking. But we spent a lot of time on the street. So when we came up to say hi to somebody, we didn't say, how much do you make in a day? We said, hey, you know, I see you got Heineken. They're allowing you to redeem Heineken over at the A&P on 3rd Street. And everybody knew that Heineken bottles, for whatever reason, lots of the redemption centers wouldn't take Heineken bottles. So when they were accepting Heineken, everyone was excited and went over there. And we spent a lot of time not filming.
And then, obviously, you picked the people to follow because they had certain kinds of personalities.
Susan picked us. We couldn't once we started filming with Susan, we never wanted to let go.
Well, actually, Lenny, we were trying to get a representative cast of characters, and we had filled all the slots except for a middle-aged white person that was college-educated, and many of the canners did not fit that profile. They were mostly ex-factory workers. And then one day, we had this really horrendous meeting up at HBO where everything was going wrong, and I thought the world was coming to an end. I look out the window and there's a double rainbow, and I thought that was really a good omen. And I was driving my motorcycle on 25th Street, and all of a sudden I hear clank, 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 which is the sound that we follow and Susan follows because then she knows if she's got competition on her heels. And I look, and there was the pot of gold, the middle-aged, college-educated canner who really represents a large group of people who can't survive in New York.
Do you have any sense of how many canners there are in the city, Susan?
Oh, I don't know, but whenever I turn around, there's more people coming into the city to do canning. You usually get to know a lot of the people who do canning on the streets, but the numbers are increasing. You always see new faces, and just like any job market, people who are canning are worried that they're going to lose their business because of all the influx of these new people.
Well, John mentioned that many of these people are former factory workers. What did you do before you became a canner?
I was in the computer technology industry. I did corporate sales.
And
she was on WNYC.
Yes. In the mid-'80s, I worked for an organization called Literacy Assistance Center, and I was interviewed on WNYC in relation to adult literacy programs and the
maybe
issue.
Maybe this very show.
It may have been.
Because we did shows on that sort of topic. Yeah. Okay, so you lost that job. Well, I'm sure you tried to get another job, similar job. What happened?
I retired. I am a senior citizen, and I needed additional money. The monies that you cannot live in New York on just Social Security income. Mm-hmm. And I saw people collecting cans and bottles, and so I just randomly picked up a couple and went from there, learning how to do collecting of cans and bottles and how to be successful.
It's not easy because Matt and I both tried our hand at canning, and those carts are really heavy. I crashed my cart and smashed all the bottles. I was a disaster as a canner.
But where do you get the cart? Do you have to steal it from a supermarket or borrow it?
Don't incriminate yourself, Susan.
I have a shopping cart. I used my own shopping cart that somebody had given me.
And I'm assuming that your Social Security and pension pay for your housing. But, Matt, where do most of these people live?
It's a real mix. You know, we thought that a lot of the people were going to be homeless, and there are homeless people featured in the film, but most of the canners have homes that they're struggling to keep. And you see, you know, Lily, who is one of the Chinese canners, she's living with eight other people in a one-bedroom apartment down on the Lower East Side. But Nuve, who's out in Sunnyside, yeah, she's supporting her four kids on the nickels that she collects in the street every day. And I think that's something, you know, when basically 50% of New Yorkers are living paycheck to paycheck, we're all 2 weeks away from picking up bottles and cans.
Does Nuve have her kids help her do the canning?
They do. Her kids help her. Her nieces and nephews help her. It's a family job. And these kids are good kids. They're going to school every day. And this, for her and her family, is a new American dream. There used to be a job in a factory. There used to be an opportunity for her. And now it's collecting bottles and cans.
Well, are there many immigrants who make a living canning?
There are. And, you know, it is the marginalized part of New York City. And these are the people on the bottom of the economic ladder. And we sort of tease ourselves as documentary filmmakers when we go to third world countries. The first place that many of us head to, and I'm guilty of this, is you go to the dump. And that's where you see the extreme contrast between rich and poor. I've done it in the Philippines. People do it in Egypt. And to see that contrast on your own street corner here in New York City chills me.
Well, one of the canners in the film seems to be doing an urban version of what migrant farm workers do. He does canning in the city, and then he goes back to Guatemala. Mm-hmm. And he farms corn.
He does. And so, again, it's part of the survival strategy. If Susan was only existing on her fixed income, she would be unable to live in New York City. And that's the same with everybody. And many of the canners really got stomped by Hurricane Sandy. The redemption center that most of the people go to in Chinatown totally destroyed. One canner drowned, and they've closed the center down. They have no place to bring their cans. And these people will become homeless.
So do you have a different redemption center, Susan?
I recently moved out of New York, and in response to you saying that with Social Security and a pension, you can pay for your housing. One, I don't have a pension. I only live on Social Security, and I could not keep up with the cost of housing in New York. So I have left New York. I now live in New Jersey, where I have senior citizen affordable housing, something that they need more of here.
My guests are Susan, who is one of the people featured in a new film called Redemption, which was financed by HBO.
Yes, and will be on HBO later this year.
It is also a nominee for an Academy Award, and its filmmakers are here, John Alpert and Matthew O'Neill. A listener asks if there are turf wars between canners.
Oh, Susan.
Susan has seen the film.
She has her dukes up.
For the most part, I would have to say no. For the most part, you get to know the people on the streets, and they actually end up helping you. But
they respect you having a little territory?
Yes, indeed. And that was my experience. However, there's always one or two people that feel that if they picked up cans and bottles in a particular place near a particular building, that they own it.
The whole block, sometimes, they think.
Yeah. And yes, in the film you can see that I did have one almost physical confrontation with somebody.
Do people ever come by and try to grab the bag that you have with your cans?
That has never happened to me. I know it has. If you leave your bag and turn your back, I was warned by other canners that it'll be gone in 30 seconds. Somebody will just come by and
we actually watched Lily, one of our other characters, basically got robbed of one of her cans as we were collecting on the far west side. And the guy ran away with it.
It's actually right around the corner on Greenwich Street. This guy's pretty crazy because he cans, but he doesn't redeem. So he's sort of a canner and a hoarder at the same time. And anybody who comes onto the block, he chases away. He's very aggressive. And that's the exception.
So if somebody goes into his house, they could get a lot of cans because he's hoarding them.
You could find them around the corner. You know, actually, the other independent filmmakers, we were kind of thinking of this as a strategy to raise money for films because independent filmmakers often have trouble that way.
Canning is the new Kickstarter.
That's it.
So, Susan, what would a typical day of canning be for you? How many hours would you devote to it?
Well, it varied anywhere, usually no less than 4 hours, sometimes 8 hours. And I tried to set up relationships with the high-rise buildings.
The supers help you?
Yes, yes. Most of them are very helpful, very nice, very compassionate. And even when you mentioned also the cost of plastic bags, many of them will give you the plastic bags to put the bottles and cans in.
Because you're working on a shoestring. Some people have grocery carts. You said you have a shopping cart.
Right.
But that would also limit shopping carts, even the big ones, would limit the number of cans that you could take to a redemption center.
Well, partly because of my age and maybe some of my physical ailments, I was only able to do so much. But you also learn, and I learned, just like you do in any job, in any business, how to utilize my shopping cart and be able to put as many bags filled with cans and bottles on it.
Well, if you can't go to a redemption center, don't some supermarkets have those things that where you pop the cans and bottles in? It could take hours just to put them in, can't it?
Sometimes it takes longer to redeem them, yes, than to collect them. Some stores have the reversible machines that you can put them in, and some very often the stores do a hand count, which is actually faster. And I was
so very, they just take it from you.
You count them with them into a larger bag.
Although it'll be a good experience for all New Yorkers to know what it's like to be a canner, is wear some of your older clothes and come into your local supermarket with two trash bags full of cans. And see how happy they are to see you.
They're going to be humiliated.
That's right. They're required by law to take these cans, but sometimes they chase people off. They don't allow them in.
Yes, and I had a number of experiences like that. And what I did was a lot of people are afraid to confront the store manager because they're afraid they won't let them back in again. So I got a copy of the New York Bottle Redemption Bill, and I carried it with me, the law. And when they tried to refuse us from bringing in cans and bottles, I read the law to them. I also called the customer service lines for the supermarket or the pharmacy. And I was actually successful in getting them to make sure that the stores would accept the cans and bottles.
Matt, is there any difference between canning in Manhattan and canning in the other boroughs?
I think that Manhattan is so dense. There, so that you can have relationships with the building. If you own a couple of big buildings and have a nice relationship with the supers, you can do really well. The interesting thing is, you know, we've been filming all over the country. We've been in Oklahoma. We've been out in California. And we walked outside the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences 2 weeks ago. And who was walking in front of us but a man carrying a shopping cart full of bottles and cans? This is a phenomenon all over the country.
Jamie, one of the canners in the film, doesn't redeem his cans at a redemption center. He waits for a truck.
That's
there are
correct.
Redemption trucks?
Well, illegal redemption trucks. I mean, New Yorkers figure out ways to survive and find out ways of scratching an income out of places that nobody would imagine. The thing that is sort of most shocking to us is it's a confirmation that we don't make anything in the United States anymore. All the factories that made boilers and refrigerators and sweatshirts and things like that, they're all overseas. And we're gleaners. And we're more and more gleaners every single day. We talk about the middle class this and the middle class that. What about the Susan class?
Well, in the case of Jamie, he talks about having been in prison. And I'm assuming that it's hard for him as an an ex-con to make a living.
I think whether it's Jamie or Susan or Lily, what's most impressive is that all these people want to work. They're working 20 hours a day, and there's not those opportunities anymore. They're not asking for a handout. Jamie is looking to make an honest living, and there's not that opportunity.
Just one more question. A listener asked on Twitter, how can I put out cans and bottles so it's easiest for people like Susan to pick them up?
We look for – the city requires of buildings that they put cans and bottles out in a blue bag, blue plastic bag. And that way when canners are walking down the streets, if they see that blue bag, they know to approach it because of the likelihood of cans and bottles being in it.
Now, this is going to be shown on HBO in the future. Has it been shown at all? Because don't you have to show it in the previous year
to get it considered
for an Oscar?
Currently, it's playing in the IFC Theater just on 6th Avenue in Greenwich Village. So if you want to look at it there, it's playing there.
Right now?
At this very moment.
It's a short, but it's a long short. How long is it?
It's a short short. It's 35 minutes long. And
to me, a short is 15 minutes or less. But anyway, go ahead.
And all the Oscar-nominated shorts are playing in that theater right now. So that's where you can see it. If you can't wait, or if you don't have HBO, you can go see it there.
Thank you all so much for being on our show. John Alpert, Matthew O'Neill, co-directors of Redemption, which is up for an Academy Award. Good luck. And Susan, good luck finding as many cans as possible.
Thank you.
And I just want to say this is New York and Company, and there isn't any other place, Lenny, that you find New York and Company that has people like Susan the canner on their shore. So we appreciate it.
The show is now the Leonard Lopez Show. Don't want to confuse the listeners.
I'm stuck in the past, Lenny. I'm stuck in the past.
Thank you anyway for that endorsement.
Okay.
Thanks for having us.